May the Lord strengthen us in our journey, precious heart dwellers. Well, last night Ezekiel had a word from the Lord, so I'm going to publish it for him. It began, "So many complaining, so few give thanks. So many ungrateful, so few appreciate. I am tired and weary from so much indifference in the world. So many, many souls pursuing their flesh and the comforts thereof. With pride and vanity they assail me, and selfishness knows no bounds when it comes to crushing the lives of the poor. Beloved, it has long wearied my father, far and beyond the point of remedy. Who will console this heart so full of love and compassion, yet so rejected and scorned among this generation? I tell you, the cup of perdition is full to overflowing. That is why my father has sent me to fetch my bride, so that she who has been so faithful would not have to endure the overwhelming stench of the rotting corpses that will fill the streets and cities of your country. I count on you, my brides, to watch with a sharp eye and be ready when your bridegroom comes for you. Do not be caught unawares, but keep your lamps trimmed and filled. Pull yourselves out of the world now, lest you be as Lot's wife looking back. It is just that serious, for some of you are still straddling the fence. You stand to lose everything if you continue to compromise, and the days spring upon you like a trap. There will be no last-minute chances, for the day and the hour are swiftly coming. And woe to you whom the Master finds preoccupied with the world upon his return. You may yet be saved, but as one going through the fire. For you who have left the world for love of me, the beauty and joy that await you are beyond your comprehension. For you will be escorted by the angels of God to the wedding feast of the Lamb, and thus you shall be unceasingly with your Lord God and King. Rejoice, my bride, for I am very near, even at the door."